His Check On Stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. Out of Cornwall, a story by Ruth Epstein, the Republican American. The plan to continue exploring the idea of installing a community wastewater facility in West Cornwall has some of the residents saying they don't want to pay for a system when they've already had to pay for their own. Others say such an investment would be necessary to attract new businesses and residents to a village that seems to be withering. Remarks were made at a public informational meeting on Friday that drew about 90 residents to the Cornwall Consolidated School. The Board of Selectmen wanted to get input before holding a vote July 26, asking citizens to appropriate $10,000 to seek grants to move the project along. A Kent native with a long career in youth programming and nature conservancy has been named executive director of the Flanders Nature Center and Land Trust in Woodbury. In a story in this weekend's Republican American, it was reported that Vincent D. LaFontaine takes over for Arthur Miner, who is retiring from the post after 22 years. LaFontaine started with New Milford Youth Agency, working with children and teens in outdoor programs. The Kent, Connecticut Board of Selectmen have their regular meeting at 4:30. Salisbury Board of Education has a special meeting 5:30 at the elementary school library, an executive session for the purpose of discussing the superintendent's evaluation and contract. The Falls Village Canaan Historical Society presents First Tuesday at 7, annual summer talk series at the Canaan Meeting House, Route 63 in Falls Village, Connecticut. Skip Barber, the history of Lime Rock Park. The talk is free. It's open to the public. Donations appreciated. It begins at 7 p.m. At 7 p.m., Inland Wetlands Agency meets at the Cornwall Office Building. At 7:30, the Board of Selectmen meets at Town Hall in Cornwall. Sharon Recreation and Youth presents the Sharon Summer Concert Series this year. It's at the Lions Pavilion at Veterans Field from 6 to 8 p.m., a free family event. July 3rd, Wanda Houston Band, Jazz and Soul. More information, sharonparkandrecreation.org. Celebrate Independence Day at Salisbury Town Grove in Lakeville the 4th of July. The annual festivities begin at 11. Organized children's games at noon. There'll be the reading of the Declaration of Independence by Lou Bucherri, who'll be in period costume as Herman Allen. Following the reading, the Salisbury Band will entertain the crowd with patriotic music and other tunes. You can pack a picnic lunch or enjoy hot dogs and soft drinks sold by board members of Extras, the after-school summer daycare program in Salisbury. In Sharon, coming up at Standard Place on Saturday, July 6, Will Hutnick. Applause Between Movements. It runs through July 28th. The opening reception, though, is coming Saturday from 5:30 till 8:30. Salisbury Rotary Club and Lime Rock Park lighting up Lime Rock with a fireworks display July 5th. This year's display promising to be bigger and better than ever. There's a 50-50 raffle, one winner taking home half the amount from tickets sold. Of course, Rotarians will be wandering around the ground selling those tickets. The Salisbury Rotary Club supports the towns of Salisbury, Lakeville, North Canaan, Falls Village, Cornwall, and Sharon. All the profits from the event go to local scholarships and community gifts and support international projects. The cost remains the same as previous years, $20 per carload, $5 for walk-in. No pets, no fireworks. Gates open at 6. The show commences at dark. Bidwill Museum, located at 100 Art School Road in Monterey, presenting their annual country fair on Saturday from 1 till 4. The free community celebration features live music, family fun, food, and drink, a pie baking contest, local artisans, colonial reenactors, plus a variety of local history lessons. More details at bidwillhousemuseum.org. You're invited to a unique treasure hunt and open house in Great Barrington from 2 till 6 p.m. on Saturday, July 6th. It'll be at the Flying Church on Main Street. Participants will look for rare artifacts hidden underground. Metal detectors will be provided on a first-come, first-served basis. You'll be able to keep any findings within the property and also bring your appetite. A barbecue from New Marlborough Farms will also be served. To celebrate the 100th anniversary of the George Lawrence Nelson purchase of Seven Hearths in 1919, Kent Historical Society is showcasing rarely displayed portraits this summer, as well as a second exhibit involving fur trading post. The Seven Hearth Museum at 4 Studio Hill Road will be open for exhibits July 6th through August 31st. It'll be open Saturdays and Sundays from noon till 3. A reception is slated for July 13th from 3 until 5 p.m. The Kent Memorial Library will be open Sundays during the summer. Hours on Sundays will be noon till 4 p.m., running July 7th to 28th and August 4th through the 18th. The Noble Horizons Pondside Concerts return on Sunday, July 7th at 4 p.m. with Barbershop Homilies by the Valley Chordsmen. The all-male barbershop chorus has been singing throughout the area since 1947. Pack a picnic to share with friends following free concert. Reserve a table with gingham tablecloths and fresh flowers, or lay a blanket down on the summer grounds. For more information, noblehorizons.org. Sunday evening concerts, the North Deck at the Canaan Depot in Canaan, Connecticut, continue this Sunday. It features Francine and Eric, presented by the Cranford Club, produced by the Music Lab, 5:30 till 6:30. By the way, if it rains, those concerts move indoors. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 26,717.43, up 117.47 yesterday. The Nasdaq starts off today at 8,091.16, and the S&P 500 at 2,964.33. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.